Russia has warned it will respond with all available means if foreign troops are deployed to Ukraine, according to the country's foreign ministry. The statement comes as the US special envoy Steve Witkoff arrived in Moscow to discuss with President Vladimir Putin a potential 30-day truce in fighting between Russia and Ukraine. Russian forces are reportedly advancing in the Kursk border region seized by Ukraine last year. Tanya Reut of our foreign staff.
The Kursk region in western Russia has seen intense battles since Ukrainian troops launched a surprise attack on the Russian territory last summer. In a major shift, Moscow has claimed control over a key city of Sudzha, prompting Vladimir Putin's first ever visit to the region since Kiev's incursion, where he ordered a swift defeat over Ukraine on Russian soil. The advances on the ground could give the Kremlin the upper hand in peace negotiations as the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff arrives in Moscow to seek Mr. Putin's response to a proposed 30-day ceasefire. Ahead of the talks, Russia's foreign ministry called unacceptable any deployment of foreign peacekeeping troops in Ukraine. Meanwhile, the NATO chief Mark Rutte is set to meet with the U.S. president at the White House. Reports suggest that Mr. Trump is weighing a major policy shift, which would offer little or no protection to NATO members who fail to meet defense spending targets. Amid Russia's apparent political and military momentum, Ukraine's hopes of joining the alliance seem more distant than ever.
A man in his 30s has been charged with the alleged rape of an elderly woman in County Longford. The accused, who cannot be named, appeared at Mullingar District Court today. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
The accused faces two counts of rape under Section 4 of the Criminal Law Rape Amendment Act 1990 and one count of rape under Section 48 of the Offences Against the Person Act 1861 at a location in County Longford on February 25th last. Due to the nature of the charges, Garda Inspector Paddy McGurl of Longford Garda Station asked for reporting restrictions to be put in place, and Judge Brennan granted the application. Garda Inspector McGurl said Gardaí would be objecting to bail. However, the accused solicitor, Frank Geraghty, said he would be making no application for bail at this stage. Judge Brennan remanded the accused in custody to appear before Longford District Court next Tuesday via video link. The alleged rape happened at the home of the elderly woman on February 25th last. Sinead Hussey, RTÉ News at Mullingar District Court.
President Trump has today threatened to apply a 200% tariff on all wines and other alcoholic products coming out of the European Union if the EU does not remove its tariff on US-produced whiskey. The European Commission said yesterday it will impose counter-tariffs on €26 billion worth of US goods from next month, escalating a global trade war in response to blanket US tariffs on steel and aluminium. The development comes as the Taoiseach Micheál Martin continues his St. Patrick's Week visit to the United States with an intensive round of trade promotion and business investment meetings in Washington, D.C. He began the day with a breakfast meeting with US-based business leaders and will also meet representatives of Irish firms doing business in America. It's emerged that hundreds of care workers will not benefit from a pay deal agreed this week for the community and voluntary sector. The employees, many of whom work for home care providers, have been excluded from the agreement because of the way the organisations they work for are funded. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The health service executive said that funding for services commissioned through tendering arrangements are not covered by the pay deal agreed this week. Tenders for home support services are due for renewal in August, and the HSE said organisations will be given an opportunity to input into a rate review. In an update to members who are not covered by the pay deal, SIPTU said it has expressed its anger and disappointment to the government and described the approach as an attempt at divide and rule. The union said it will continue to pursue the workers' claims outside of the current pay deal and that it will consider all available options to achieve a fair outcome. pay proposals for the community and voluntary sector were agreed at the Workplace Relations Commission on Monday, following talks between government representatives and unions. The deal includes a 9.25% pay increase and an automatic link to future public sector pay agreements.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Mainly dry for daylight hours across most areas, with further sunny spells and just some well scattered showers. Highest temperatures 6 to 9 degrees.